Allende with Rise, and before that, Stain the Canvas with Seal My Soul. This is Syrmos Radio. We have been talking about the horrific shooting in Minneapolis, where a woman was murdered by a government agent. And what's recently come out, this story from, looks like January 9th, there was a phone video from this ICE agent, which means he was filming this interaction, and released this video. Apparently, they thought this was good. This cell phone video was initially published by the far-right outlet, or the right-wing outlet Alpha News, and was verified as genuine. It shows the officer as he gets out of the vehicle, approaches the passenger side of the vehicle, and the agent completes the walk around the vehicle. Is again on the passenger side, as the woman can be heard saying, "You want to come at us?" I say, "Go get yourself some lunch, big boy. Go ahead." Then two other ICE agents approach, and the agent is filming, moves around the front of the car, and Good can be seen turning the steering wheel to the right. The car starts to move forward. Someone shouts, "Whoa," and then three gunshots are fired. 3 seconds later, a voice can be heard saying, "Fucking bitch," as Good's vehicle is seen moving slowly down the street before the video ends. Allegedly, it is unclear who said those words. I don't think it's unclear at all. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, because there's been so much. So J.D. Vance, the scumbag who runs America with Trump, says his life was in danger. And there's so much of this. They were defending themselves. They were unsafe. And, you know, I have to wonder, these guys who like to dress up in, as commandos and push around weak or push people around. It's interesting how often they're so scared for their lives. But, you know, kidnapping people in broad daylight is apparently a job that should be safe. This woman was having appropriate reactions to the situation unfolding in front of her and was shot dead. And here's the thing. People have said, "Oh, you should comply," or, "Oh, that she tried to do." You know what? Police, ICE, government, whatever, they don't get to just kill you. That's not how it works. That's not how this is supposed to work. And yet, every time, that's what we seem to hear. "Oh, you didn't comply." If you don't comply, you do not then get to be killed. Not how our justice system works. It's not how we set things up in this country, I thought, or that country, any country. And at this point, if you can't understand the comparisons being made to Gestapo and the rise of fascism in Germany, like, we're so far over the line now. When someone wearing a mask can, so far, without consequence, shoot a woman to death in her car. And I'm supposed to what? Feel bad for him? There's been some reporting about how he had been dragged down the street in the same area or something previously by someone else. So he, if that's true, okay, let's say that's true. Then maybe he had PTSD and needed to be taken off the job, right? But I'm also not interested in how scary and sad his job is, in the same way that I am not interested in how scary and sad a police officer's job is, because they use the power that they have to do harm. And ICE and the police are the same thing, as far as I'm concerned. Different levels of government doing the same shit. If anything, ICE is doing more harm, but that's a pretty low bar to clear. So, Obviously, there has been a lot of protest in the States, and that's great to see. It's infuriating and enraging situation that I don't really know what to say, what else I could say that hasn't been said better by other people. It's not, what happened is not okay. What happened is state sanctioned execution of an innocent person, of an American citizen, right? I mean, these people are supposed to be all about the citizens and protecting the citizens and making the citizens safer, but you're not safe, are you? This is proof that you're not safe. So, what next, I guess, is the question. And like I said earlier, you know, I've been seeing a lot of calls for hold these people accountable and arrest this ICE agent and do this. And, you know, we're asking the structures that don't care to care, but the structures don't care and they've never cared and they will continue not to care, because if there are no consequences, then why would they change the behavior? This story is going to be the first of many and not some outlier. And something has to happen, because people are going to continue to get hurt. And as long as people continue to allow ICE into their city, ICE will continue to operate with impunity. So, you know, Mayor, great that you've got all your cuss words ready, but what are you doing about it? Because looking at it, the citizens in these places seem to be braver than the officials that are supposed to be there to protect them, who are supposed to act in their interest. And honestly, I think that there should be some shame about that. I'm just sick and tired of hearing politicians say the same shit about the same shit over and over. Okay, I got a couple more songs, and we got some Doechii and some Paleface Swiss, and I mean, probably more about this when we come back. But I think most importantly, before we go to this break, is we all collectively say fuck ICE. Yeah, Doechii.
Sipping my kombucha on a rooftop, smoking Blue Dream on my Karma Sutra. Life is but a dream for a dark skin. Like me, life gets dark when you're dark like me. Times get hard with a heart this big. Mouths get fed when you're this thick. Count my sheep, then I catch my Z's. I don't read y'all tweets, I delete y'all threads. Don't need to be 10 feet tall. I don't need keys when I knock down walls. Been pushing peace since bathroom stalls. Why sell my soul when I know I'm God? I be in the bag, levitating, doing meditation, showing me. Taking on all confrontation, limitation, need me girl, get up. Somehow I know that everything is mine. All that industry plant whack, I see it on the blogs, I see you in the chats. You suck every rap from the back, but what's the agenda when that it girl black? Y'all can't fathom that I worked this hard, and y'all can't fathom that I earned this chart. Y'all can't stand my vibe cause I'm anointed. All y'all evil ass just annoying. Blame it on the fame, blame it on the, blame it on the douce. Got you feeling low. Y'all wanna believe I'm on drugs and forsaken. They won't credit me, so they blame it on Satan. Blame it on my label, blame it on my team. End of the day, everything is on me. Miss Bag Lady, little messiah, little miss higher than fire them. I be in the bag, levitating,
wants to rap. I still be popping than my sister, so I can't agree with that. These misogynistic, I'll address it on the album. For now, let's sink into the fact that hate don't make you powerful. Y'all monitoring spirits, go monitor that checkbook. Fashion week was radical, diamonds what my neck took. Tried to turn the other cheek, but y'all just too damn extra. I had to take it to the stew and show these pressure. Father, forgive them, they gon' be hurt when I deliver. The album's 6 months old and need a babysitter. I did 8 years of failing, plus a lot of cold winners. Used to be a starving artist, now I want the whole dinner. I want my things. Nissan to a Bentley coupe, cute mean. Got a cosign from K-Dot. She's baby king. God keep me from the bitterness. Help me reach the masses, all the black women gon' fit in.
I be in the bag, levitating. Doing many things, showing me girl, keto. Picking on all confrontation. Limitation, need me girl, get up. Somehow I know it all, everything is mine.
I love you, you love me. We are despicable power.
Welcome back to Serum News Radio. We have been talking about the horrific shooting in Minneapolis. I don't know that I have that much to say, more to say about it. I will say a couple days after that shooting, there was another shooting of two people in Portland, a story I don't know as much about. And it's a bit, it's challenging to parse through state propaganda at this point, essentially. So that is a separate thing altogether. But like I said, this is not going to end anytime soon. The people who are doing this are going to continue to do this, and they aren't going to face consequences. You know, I keep seeing these politicians and people in positions who, for all intents and purposes, should be able to do something about this, and they talk like they are completely unable. And yet we watch people form human chains around the houses of folks who are at risk of being deported, and the people that you elect do nothing. And that's the same here. That's the same in Canada. We have the same problem. We have these supposed, you know, left-leaning parties that do nothing and then talk about how horrible it is that they can't do anything about it. But they're the ones who are in the position to do something about it. This should not be the job of people who are barely scraping by trying to survive. This should be the job of the people who we elect to do this. And if they can't, then maybe we need to look at a different system of governance. Because the one that we have is allowing things like the shooting in Minneapolis. It's allowing things like our environment to be destroyed. It's allowing things like the pipeline to be ripped through here in BC. And don't think I forgot about that. We're in a bad spot. We're in a really bad spot right now. And things are continuing to escalate. And it's hard to imagine that they will slow down before something really horrific and tragic happens. So, I don't know what the answer is. I know that these become harder and harder to handle every time. And, you know, I've expressed my private life that I've begun to feel pretty like existentially nihilistic about this and apathetic about this, because it doesn't seem to matter how much it hurts people, you know, and then to see people ghoulishly celebrating ICE's actions as well and saying that they're justified. I don't understand how we got here. We are supposed to be, I don't know what we're supposed to be, but what we are clearly is incapable of understanding what we're doing. And we're at a point now where all we can do is fight with each other. And I have said this before, this is the way that the right gets ahead like this, because the people who know what they're doing is wrong fight with each other and battle internally, and the whole time the right continues their march of oppression and harm. We can see it with what's happening with trans folks in the US. We can see it with this ICE shooting. We can see it with everything that's going on. We fight each other, and the right is extremely good at coming together for a cause, because the cause is power. The cause is control. They don't care about what the issue is as long as they win. And are there times that we should probably fight with each other? Sure, fine. But the left is struggling to come together in a cohesive way. And because of that, this harm continues. There are more of us than there are of them, but we want to fight each other. And then when something happens, we're horrified and we're shocked and we can't believe it. And there's just no way we could have known. And oh my God, how could we have known? And then we share full unedited videos of someone being killed and don't think about that either. I just wonder sometimes, why bother? It is a really defeating mindset, and it's not helping, and I know that. But I don't know I don't know what to do. So, all right, we're going to play some more music, and we're going to come back in the top of the hour. We're going to talk very briefly about a couple other things, and then there's a new song from Fucked Up that's like 28 minutes or something, so I'm going to play that. Reach out to the people around you and make sure they're okay, and I assure you that they're not. So, this is Kirby with Black Leaves, and then Woe with Distant Epitaphs, and yeah, we'll be back. Thanks.
Black leaves on the Mississippi River. Black leaves in the Mississippi fire. Black leaves in the Mississippi. We've got garden, we've got sun.
You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a show